I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. Atlanta mayoral candidate Mary Norwood has conceded the election to Keisha Lance Bottoms. Norwood requested a recount after the results of the December 5th runoff showed Bottoms winning by a margin of less than 1%. The recount was done and results certified last weekend. Norwood conceded in a YouTube video statement released late last night.
This process is now completed, and although there were some irregularities with the election, I have decided not to contest it.
Norwood lost to Bottoms by 821 votes in a race in which nearly 90,000 people cast ballots. Tonight, a unity service will be held at the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church. Mayor-elect Keisha Lance Bottoms is expected to attend that service. The general manager at Atlanta's airport is apologizing after Sunday's 11-hour blackout, grounded flights, and stranded travelers. An electrical fire knocked out power at the world's busiest airport, which led to the cancellation of over 1,400 flights. In a video statement, Hartsfield-Jackson GM Roosevelt Council said the airport must make improvements.
As we move forward, we are addressing two main issues. How can we improve and assure continued redundancy in our utility infrastructure, and how we can make sure our guests receive the information they need in time of crisis. Those issues will be fixed.
Council says the airport is still investigating its response to the accident to see how future adjustments can be made. Gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams is launching an initiative to energize women voters for her campaign. According to the AJC, the push is known as the 1,000 Women Strong Initiative. It requires supporters to pledge a small financial contribution, knock on doors, or make phone calls to support Abrams' bid for the governor's office. The campaign says more than 1,000 women have already signed up to take part in the program. Abrams is in a heated primary against former state representative Stacey Evans for the party's nomination. The winner will likely face one of five Republican candidates in November in the race to succeed term-limited governor Nathan Deal. New data from the U.S. Census shows Georgia is among the 10 fastest-growing states in the country. The latest population estimates say that Georgia added more than 100,000 people year over year. That's about a 1% increase. And the state with the biggest number of new residents, Texas. They added nearly 400,000 people. Another noticeable trend is a decrease in international net migration, which is the first drop in 5 years. The Indiana Pacers beat the Atlanta Hawks 105-95 last night. Atlanta has yet to win consecutive games this season and dropped to 7-24. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.